Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome to this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm one of the attorneys with the Chamberlain Law Group in Perrysburg, Ohio, and this is episode number 19 of our show. Today, we're going to be talking about a question that we get a lot from people when they come in and talk to us about estate planning, and that is, should I have a living trust as my estate plan, or should I use a will? We're going to talk about that and talk about the issues that you need to consider to answer that question for yourself. So in this episode, we're going to go back to several of our beginning episodes. In the first 10 episodes, we really laid a foundation for some estate planning issues and topics. If you haven't listened to those yet, I encourage you to go back and listen to those first 10. It'll really give you a good foundation for what we're talking about here in the estate planning world. But specifically, we're going to be referring to three of the episodes in those first 10, if you just want to go and listen to those. So talking about the question, should I have a living trust, or how do I know if a living trust is right for me? For a lot of people, the answer to that question in their mind is, do I have enough money to justify a trust? And that's really not the right question. That's part of the question that you should be asking, but it really has to do with your beneficiaries. Number one, who are they? How old are they? What kind of experience do they have with handling money? If they were to receive money from you when you pass away, how would they handle it? Would they do a good job with it or not? It has to do with, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? So when we sit down with people and we talk about, should I have a living trust or should I use a will for my estate plan, we don't look solely at, well, how much money do you have? It's, what does your estate plan need to accomplish? So really, a couple of key primary questions. You know, when you're talking about, is a trust right for you? Do you want your estate to avoid probate? If you're not familiar, probate, of course, is the process you have to go through when a person passes away and they have assets that someone else is not able to control. They go through probate, or someone goes through probate to get access to those assets. In episode 4 of our podcast, we talked about why you would want to avoid probate. It has to do with the expense, how long it takes, the fact that it's a public process. So if you want to avoid probate, you don't want to have a will-based estate plan because wills only work in probate. In episode 7, we looked at how does a living trust avoid probate. So having a living trust is a great way to have your estate avoid probate. The other main question is about your beneficiaries. Do you want to provide protections for them, or do you need to provide protections for them? In episode number 10, we looked at how do you protect beneficiaries with your estate plan? And it's essentially, you don't give them outright distributions. You don't give them immediate access to the funds. If they are minors, or if they are younger and financially immature, if they are incapacitated, you can build protections in your estate plan to delay distributions to them with a living trust until they are older, more mature, have more experience. And then you can turn over control to them if you want to or need to, but it can really stay in trust for them for as long as it's needed. We also use living trusts to protect beneficiaries who are older and mature and financially responsible, but our clients still want to protect the assets from the potential of having a divorce or having creditor problems or making sure that the assets pass to ultimately to their grandchildren, their children's children. So looking at those issues, you know, it's much, much more than, well, if you have this much money or more, you need a trust. If you don't have that much, it's not necessary. It really depends on what do you want your estate plan to accomplish. So it really is a question that you need to talk to an attorney who's experienced in estate planning and experienced with living trusts to help you work through that question. So I encourage you to do that. If you're in Ohio or Michigan and you want to talk to us about that question, we'd be happy to do that. You can request an appointment through our website, and I'll put the link to that in the show notes as well. So I hope this has been helpful for you, and thank you for listening, and we'll see you back next week. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. If you live in Ohio or Michigan, and you'd like to schedule a no-cost strategy session with me or one of our attorneys, you can request an appointment through our website. The links are in the episode notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.